is in bloom, the PR transmissions will resume. Now try to push, try to keep us all down, down, and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All our green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
Health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
I guess we've been having some problems with the internet. It's been up and down. So hopefully, if you are listening live on the internet, you are not having any difficulty as such. You probably heard me talk about on the program, and I guess a lot of the royal families that are of any consequence are the ones who supposedly or allegedly can trace their roots back to William the Conqueror or William the First. And I'm not sure, Hastings, and there's all sorts of, you know, of course, England and feudalism and more. I'm going to go ahead and read Philip Bobbitt's The Shield of Achilles, the paragraph that I normally read. And my book, and I've mentioned this before, is broken open at this page. Because of its well worn, put it that way. But it's part three in the book, and it's entitled The Historic Consequences of the Long War. And the Long War was, of course, the beginning of World War I, 1914 thereabouts, and the end of the quote-unquote Cold War with the fall of the wall in Berlin and the reunification of Germany. That is defined as, in the book, the Long War. So in that context, the historic consequences of the Long War thesis, the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the Long War. And remember, that war was centered around Germany. You know, Russia was a player on one side, and so was the United States. And right at the middle of it, in the center, was Germany split in two. And that is a long and well-practiced tool or mechanism that the power elite, the world, global, international, royal families, I would like to say, use. Think of America in the Civil War, North and South, Vietnam, North and South, Korea, North and South. Look at what's been done in the Middle East and what the Brits had basically set up in, you know, sure, well, even in Germany, you know, it wasn't just the North and South divide, but the East and West. And, you know, the Berlin Wall, of course, and then you had the East Germans, and then the West Germans. And what better way to control a people than to set them at each other's throats to create some kind of a divide, red and blue, North and South, East and West, with some kind of a artificial dividing line between the people, Korea, and what's going on there now. To say that and to give cause for the international community and the powers that be in the larger super states, France, Germany, America, the United States, China, Japan, and others, I'm sure I'm forgetting a few, Spain, Portugal, and more, to intercede and give them reason to play in the internal politics of a nation or nation state or a people. It should be clear that when you have that many examples of this East and West or North and South divide, or now they've come up with some new one, red and blue states, that there are individuals who carry this on towards some kind of a directed purpose that they benefit from enormously politically, ideologically, of course, financially, and more, going towards control. And, you know, even we had Werner called in last night from Canada, and he brought up about, you know, why do we have to have these? Because in my mind, as to population, I'm not a big advocate for doing this and breaking up California and having North and South. But because of population, you know, our states were, and we had greater and more direct representation through Congress and the Senate. Now, because of population, that elective representative system of self-governance, Republican system of self-governance, has become so watered down that instead of breaking up the entitlements, the encampments, the structure of the power elite to where anyone and everyone who is a citizen can gain or claim access, you know, whether they want to run for. And I don't think people realize how difficult it is, just, you know, let alone trying to survive. To run for Congress, and especially the Senate, you know, we're talking millions upon millions of dollars in backing to be able to run a campaign to even get elected, let alone stay in office. And it's pretty much the same thing for, you know, mayor. Like, we got Mayor Villaraigosa in Los Angeles, who is tied to a lot of real estate development and real estate developers and a lot of moneyed interests. And forget about his roots and forget about the fact that we haven't had a mayor of Los Angeles since the Civil War of Mexican ancestry or Hispanic ancestry. And nothing against that, but it's just odd that with everything else going on in the country and people talk about secession, the parallels to what went on in the first Civil War are pretty clear. You know, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger in here in California for too long as an Austrian citizen, a dual citizen, who would not renounce or denounce his Austrian citizenship, who, you know, left California in dire straits. Look at where it's at now. And we had, I don't know how many different scandals of the magnitude of Bernie Madoff that have not even been reported, let alone discovered in what's going on in the bigger picture. The last 10 years has not been a very, quote-unquote, productive decade. It's been very lucrative for a very small select group of individuals who have, you know, made a killing off of what's gone on, let alone the wars in Iraq, Afghanistan, what's going on throughout the Middle East. I brought this up on the program a long time ago about one of the things that they're trying to do is, just like in the United States, to bring us into and create a larger super state in the form of the North American Union, being Canada, the United States, and Mexico, brought together somehow, bringing a constitutional monarchy, Canada, together with a republic, United States, or what we were at one point in time, much more of a, you know, imperial America. Then, you know, they even use the term imperial with Germany, because at some point it wasn't about representing the interests of all the people and coming to some kind of a balance between them. It was more about, you know, representing what the interests were or what the wants and desires were of a very small select, you know, less than 1% of the population, and screw everybody else. We're still a couple. Let me read this real quick. Thesis: the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the Long War. The end of the Long War has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. This new form is the market state, whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and social security policies, promised to guarantee the welfare of the nation. The market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people, and thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential and more responsive to the market. I'll have to read this again because my producer won't turn down the music so I could finish this off. But we'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All Natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Let me read it one more time. The historic consequences of the long war, thesis the market state is superseding the nation state. And this is what it's all about. They're trying to convert, and this is the people that are behind it, the people that are buying into it, are the ones who want to push this new constitutional order. That's the New World Order. That's what all this is about. It's about basically, you know, reinvigorating the United Kingdom, a worldwide system of kingdoms with royal family. That's why they talk about, even in this book, The Shield of Achilles, War, Peace, and the Course of History by Philip Bobbitt. And I'll get into his bio and stuff. I haven't talked about that in a while, but you know, it's just, it's like Huxley or, you know, Brave New World or any of the other quote-unquote classics. You know, even H.G. Wells' book, New World Order. Thesis, the market state is superseding the nation state as a consequence of the end of the long war. The end of the long war has been quickly followed by the emergence of a new constitutional order. This new form is the market state. So they're saying that the constitutional order for the world, not just for the United States or any other country, but the world, all nation states, are now converting to market states, corporate states, corporatist states, fascist states. Whereas the nation state, with its mass free public education, universal franchise, and Social Security policies promise to guarantee the welfare of the nation, the market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities and to make voting and representative government less influential. Less influential and more responsive to the market. Let me read that part again. That's just mind-blowing. The market state promises instead to maximize the opportunity of the people and thus tends to privatize many state activities, voting, representative government, police, fire, building roads, Caltrans. That's why Schwarzenegger was called in to control a multi-billion-dollar fund that had been set up for Caltrans here in California. And only now are we seeing any construction finally starting to take place once again. Much of that had been outsourced and privatized for profit rather than being carried out at cost without a profit margin, meaning that it's cheaper, less expensive to do it with civil servants so that we would have roads for all the people, rich and poor, carried out at cost to do it with no profit margin worked in there, good pay, good working conditions, good benefits for those who are doing this, and, you know, still subcontracting out whenever necessary. And, you know, if it was the state could not carry it on, but certain things, and I'm not a an anarchist. And I think I spoke with James Corbett a little bit about this, but we haven't gotten into it, and hopefully we'll cover it in one program. He, like many others, and almost like they're saying here in this book, is to do away with government because it's been used against the people so often. But when there is no government, there is, you know, no voting, no representative government, no congressmen, no senators. I think that we need more direct representation, so that the executive branch is not appointing federal judiciary and that they're elected, you know, just like Congress and just like the head of the executive branch and even department heads and heads of agencies, you know, to some extent, opening up more positions in the executive branch to elective office and in the judiciary where some at the state and federal level are by election or whatever. Very few are, and most, you know, you wonder why the federal judiciary has walked lockstep with what's going on coming out of the executive branch with no real, you know, give and take or checks and balances coming from the judiciary upon the executive branch or even, you know, Congress. And then we're getting aberrations, if not complete abortions, of you know, sound jurisprudence in case law like Citizens United, to where corporations are now people and money is equated to speech, that each dollar bill is a person because it has a picture of, you know, a dead president on it somehow, and that whoever has, you know, it goes back to the ancient adages of he who has the gold makes the rules, you know, that the golden rule, to where, and that is extreme capitalism. It's fascism, which is intertwined with royalism. Fascism is but a tool that the royalists use, and they love taking down republics. They use them as an ATM machine like they're doing now. We'll be back. 800-313-9443. Call in now. Pick up the phone. May take a couple calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants. And moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm going to read another piece from Shield of Achilles. This is part is from Princes to Princely States, 1494 to 1648. It gets into the whole background of the creation of not only state-nation, which is what we had before the Civil War, but nation-state, which is what we had after the Civil War, up until now, which the conversion is going on into the creation of, quote-unquote, the market state. And that's where everything is up for sale. And everything has a price. Murder, mayhem, war, pestilence, you know. Start pulling stuff out of the Bible. And this is page 80. I'm just giving you examples of some of the stuff and why you should pick up his book and read it. I think Leo went ahead and bought it and has been going through it. I don't know how far he's gotten, but... Facing such a strategic challenge, Italian cities could no longer simply rely on their high walls and fortified towns to protect them. Excuse me. Machiavelli, writing in 1519, said that after 1494, no walls exist, however thick, that artillery cannot destroy in a few days. Suddenly walls, towers, moats, all were rendered obsolete. As a result, princes and oligarchs made a pact with an idea. The idea was that of the state, and its promise was to make the ruler secure. The state, look at what has gone on with George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and these individuals who were, quote-unquote, the rulers, and they've been, you know, made secure on into perpetuity, as have their families to a larger extent. Which is not how our system was set up. It's not what our founders envisioned. At least that's my understanding of it. The state, a permanent infrastructure to gather the revenue, organize the logistical support, and determine the command arrangements required for the armies that would be required to protect the realm, was established to govern according to the will of the ruler. In time, however, it would become clear that it was not the prince's immortality that was gained by this move, but the state's. Just as Renaissance princes had found they needed more secure, more professional armed forces than the seasonal contributions of medieval knighthood could provide, so the new Renaissance state would gradually turn to less idiosyncratic guidance than that offered by princes in order to aggrandize its wealth and power. Thus, the modern state organized in the transition from the rule of princes to that of the princely states, that necessity wrought on the Italian peninsula at the end of the 15th century. It is certainly true that there were states before this period, but these, like the city-states of Thucydides, and I'm not sure if I'm butchering that or not, but I believe that's close, did not self-consciously think of themselves as... juridical entities. It's not juridical or judicial, it's juridical. Entities separate from and sometimes operating in opposition to the civil society. For Thucydides, the state is never a thing. It has no legal personality, as we might say. The state is always an irreducible community of human beings and never characterized as an abstraction with certain legal attributes apart from the society itself. The modern state, however, is an entity quite detachable from the society that it governs as well as from the leaders who exercise power. This detachment gives the state its potential for immortality. And that's, I mean, it's a lot more involved than that. The book is probably, I don't know, it's almost 1,000 pages. And it's much like Future Shock or Brave New World or some of the classics that have been around for some time. It's a Philip Bobbin, I'll go to his bio. He's one of the power brokers. He's one of those, I should say he's a handmaiden to the power brokers. Philip Bobbitt, the Shield of Achilles, here's his bio. Philip Bobbitt teaches constitutional law. Gee, I wonder who else teaches constitutional law. It seems to be like the kind of norm for the day. Philip Bobbitt teaches constitutional law at the University of Texas. And not that there's a lot of good things that come out of Texas and have come out of Texas, but we can think of a few bad ones like George W. Bush, where he holds the A.W. Walker. Think of George Herbert Walker Bush and how George Herbert Walker Bush got that name Walker from his father marrying into the Walker Davis family and making it the Bush Davis Walker family. He was formerly the Anderson, and Anderson is another one of these, you know, power broker families, like the, you know, Stuarts and the Tudors from Europe. He was formerly the Anderson Senior, and I just, it's mind-blowing that some of these terms can be in the same sentence. He was formerly the Anderson Senior Research Fellow at Nuffield College, Oxford University. This is an American studying at Oxford. Who else did that? Bill Clinton. Ah, right. And Bill Clinton was nominated to be Lord Warden of the Cinque Ports, a higher title bestowed by the Crown than being knighted like Ronald Reagan or George Herbert Walker Bush and many others, where he was a member of the modern history faculty. Now get this. He was later the Marsh Christian Fellow in War Studies, a Christian Fellow in War Studies at King's College. King's College, University of London. All of that in one sentence. And if that isn't revealing in and of itself, just in that one sentence of who this guy is and what he's all about, he was later the Marsh Christian Fellow in War Studies at King's College, University of London. He has served as Associate Counsel to the President of the United States, Legal Counsel to the Select Senate Select Committee on the Iran-Contra Affair here in the United States, the Counselor on International Law at the Department of State, as well as Director of Intelligence, Senior Director for Critical Infrastructure, and Senior Director for Strategic Planning at the National Security Council. He has written several books on nuclear strategy, social choice, and constitutional law. He lives in Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C., and London, English, British, Commonwealth, part of the United Kingdom. And I find it, the book is extremely revealing. And he starts off the very first page. Actually, it's in the prologue, I guess. He has the Iliad, book 18, lines 558 to 720. From Homer. And, I was turned on to this book by a proverbial little bird that sang a tune in my ear in the midst of all this stuff with the Department of Homeland Security and the Coast Guard, where the Coast Guard has been taken from a civil service, much like the post office, and turned into a special branch of military, not in the Department of Defense, where all branches of military are supposed to be contained, but somehow in the Department of Homeland Security. Das Homeland Security. And, we've got the same thing going on just like in the, around the Civil War, in the 1800s with the robber barons and the railroads and more, to where people in government are using their positions of power and trust to enrich themselves and their kin directly. And it's not even that they're reaping the benefits of being proper elected representatives and representing all the people and getting paid well and a good retirement and access to things that they would not otherwise have access to. And even now we hear about Congress using their positions of power and trust for insider trading because Congress does not have the same restrictions on it that the executive branch has for some reason. And we start to see why, certain senators, California and other states, have vested interests in the war industry. Or it doesn't matter. They have vested interests in all sorts of different industries where their vote, their opinion, their movement on certain issues will make them rich overnight. And that's not what, getting into those positions of power and trust are supposed to be all about. I guess human nature takes over and applies. Politics has been said to be a rich man's sport. Even looking at the Republican slew of candidates right now, anyone should be clear that what they've done is not only split the Democratic Republican Party that was once one party in two, they've set them at each other's throats over the last 150 years or so, to the point where now that, they really don't need to destroy the Democratic Party because it'll do that on its own. But the Republican Party, they've gone after and destroyed from within, and the Democratic Party as well, to where these two parties are basically one, and all they don't represent the people, they don't represent their constituents, they represent big moneyed interests, big corporate family interests, big labor interests, to even where, like in my own situation in Merchant Marine, the union, instead of representing and protecting the employees, the union is owned and controlled and operated by the shipping companies, by the employers, by the federal employers, federal contractors. So many laws have been passed to protect merchant seamen, and not just officers, but crew, American flag, that they are considered wards under admiralty to the courts and to Congress. But because of foreign and mostly royal interests who have played their hand in our internal politics here in the United States, we don't have much of a international United States merchant marine anymore. We barely have any kind of a national, and now the brown water, which would be the fisheries, the ferries, Great Lakes, inland waterways, coastal, and more, are all under attack and have been coming under attack. And what is astonishing is it's the United States Coast Guard and other agencies and or departments that are there to protect and defend the American people first and foremost that have put us in such a position to where 97% of our international cargo coming into and out of the United States is now being carried on foreign flag vessels. And those foreign flag vessels are much like a floating embassy, for want of a more accurate description or a better picture in your mind's eye. They literally are a floating embassy. And when our American flag private, commercial, or public vessels go overseas, as, you know, whether it's a private vessel with private employees or a public vessel with civil servants, MSC and NFAP and all sorts of other vessels that are kind of a offshoot of the Transcom, Transportation Command, or Department of Defense, when they go overseas carrying the American flag peacefully, we extend our way of life and our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and our system of jurisprudence, due process, and more. When we allow Chinese and other flag vessels from other countries with other ways, whether they be a kingdom or a communist republic like China or other countries, we allow them to bring their ways, and not that we shouldn't allow this and forego this, but we should have or carry the largest portion, I would say 51% or more, as was expressed in the Merchant Marine Act of 1936 that established my academy at Kings Point, carried on American flag, American crewed, and American built ships that are the fastest, most efficient, to where we are using ships of such a scale and a magnitude to design, build, and run for 20 years to not only prove, but to refine new propulsion platforms carrying into the next generation, where they be the Japanese are working on it's similar to a magnetic levitation train system. It's using super cooled super magnets. And I think they were getting about 9 knots. It's a new or a different type of propulsion system. It's actually been around for a while. It hasn't quite made it into mainstream use or production yet, but there's all sorts of things out there. And that's why things like this, almost like the, like NASA and the space program, having, large public service systems that are, done at cost, things that we could not do, even businesses, corporations could not do on their own, would have a hard time coming together to do collectively, with a bunch of different corporations and the heads of those corporations coming to some kind of agreement. Things that the government can do for the people as a whole, whether it's like the, interstate and intrastate highway system that Eisenhower built after the war, and much like what Hitler had done in Germany, the Autobahn and more prior to the war. Things like that that can really, move all of us, rich and poor, into a better place to where we're not using the military-industrial complex or our industrial might to make bombs and weapons and things that are really counterproductive, instead of making things that are productive, that are built and, I don't want to say cherished, but I guess I'm trying to draw a total blank, but are around for, you know, 100 years or more. Right now, many of our dams and bridges here in the United States are falling apart. Our infrastructure needs to be rebuilt completely. Why are we not doing that? We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Because you can handle the truth. Babe. The more things change, the more they stay the same. You know, and a couple hundred years ago, we thought that we had, you know, the American Revolution, the French Revolution, and more. And all it takes is one of these rat bastards, for want of a better term. And, you know, you can clearly see that's what they are. They put a hit out on Thomas Paine. They wanted him dead or alive because of his writings and what he was involved in. You know, if that doesn't tell you more by their actions and targeting an individual like Thomas Paine for his beliefs and his writings about what they're all about lying, cheating, stealing, killing, control, they're not about freedom, they're not about liberty, they want to enslave. And, you know, if they could figure out a way to take a penny from every person every minute of every day to where people wouldn't notice it, they would do it. I mean, that's the way they don't want to be constructive. They don't want to work. They don't want to create. They don't want to build. They want to tear down, attack, destroy, you know. And there have been good, quote unquote, leaders, representatives of the people in the past who were, quote unquote, royalty. Many, when the United States was formed, believed that the only difference was that we were electing a king rather than going by lineage and by a family's, you know, DNA. How long has the queen been around? She's got to be, I think, in her 80s now. So think about that from World War II and the transition and what she lived through and who she has access to and who has access to her. One of the largest estates, along with Queen Beatrix, in the world. And to say that these people don't understand and know their own history of who they are and where they came from and want to make that greater and better somehow and build upon it. The, you know, much like Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan was paid a king's ransom to stay out of Europe and not to invade it and attack European nations and or, you know, the various kingly states or princely states at the time. And instead, he took that money, built an army with it, and then invaded Europe. So we're doing the same thing with a lot of these royal families that are still in existence. They're not in a glass menagerie with, for viewing in some kind of a caged position. They are free and enormously wealthy to do what they want. And I was going to bring this up earlier, but the Habsburgs had gotten one of their family members on the seat in the creation of the European Economic Community. And that's all it takes, because they start to rub elbows with, and even if they're impoverished and left with nothing, because of their knowledge and who they have known and how they have been trained, they can leverage their way back into, even just off of the simple title, you know, Lord Blank, was it Blankfein? I think it was CEO of British Petroleum, if I'm remembering correctly. To find their way into positions of power and trust, even to have even if you look at the new Sophie and Duke Ferdinand, the new ones, the most latest ones, not the ones that were assassinated World War One or that started World War One, but the latest, and see what their positions are and what they're involved in and what they're up to, and getting decent salaries and having access to the system from behind to help pull strings. We're out.
The next.